Energy!
I have energy, I just don't want to be here!
Welcome to the podcast. This is episode 8.
Episode 8!
That was the best one I've ever heard, actually. So, good job, Peter. This is the classic rock episode.
Classic rock 95.9! Ow!
Anyway,
and here's your DJ, Maddie Mappy.
Let's light this up. Okay.
Let's light this up.
Oh, I see we all get energy there. Thank you for being back with us. We took a week off so we can get more stuff done for our event. Coming up on May 5th, 2012, Let's Play for Child's Play. We have some announcements. We have guest callers coming in. We have possibly the previous record holder of the Mario record, Dan Reichert. He should be calling in. We also have someone from Child's Play Charity, Jamie Dillian, calling in. And we will also have somebody from Pure Nintendo Magazine, James Higginbotham, calling in. So we hope to get more people in, so stay tuned for more news on that. So how's everyone's spring break?
Beaches.
Peter, that's what keeps people coming back to listen to more episodes, is your enthusiasm.
Hey, I did a great intro. That should be enough for them.
That's all the energy you can muster for this? It's just the intro and the guys like,
I don't still really want to talk about my spring break on podcast.
Alright. What? Is legal activity going on?
No, not illegal. I just don't feel like talking about spring break. Okay. I didn't do anything. I just sat around and did homework. Played some video games.
Well,
that was about
it. You probably played video games.
No, I did homework and played video games. That's pretty much about it. I read a red book.
What'd you do, Gene?
About Rogers.
Went to a dump. My friend and I walked to a dump, and we
find any great dump treasures?
We actually found this
broken fridge.
Pottery.
Pottery.
Funny, like, you know, like that. We also were climbing around and stuff, and yeah.
Got tetanus.
We were very careful. At one point, I was
tetanus.
She saw the tetanus and was coming right for her.
She did. She took care of it though.
I played bocce ball.
In the dump?
No. That would have been so cool though.
That would have been so cool.
Extreme bocce ball.
Why did she slide down in an old refrigerator on the mounds of trash in the dump?
We have a desk at my old house that has that we found at the dump. It was a pretty good.
Too good to waste pile?
Yeah. It was too good to waste. It had all its drawers and everything like that. You just throw some old English on that, and you got a new desk.
Except for the gaping hole on the side of it, right?
Well, you can patch that up.
You can patch that up.
Just put a piece of plywood there, and you're ready to go.
No, you don't even need plywood. You need duct tape.
Duct tape?
She's right. Duct tape would work. And then you spray the duct tape, take the same color as the desk, and there you go.
Yeah.
And then just put some old English on that, and you're ready to go.
Some old English on the duct tape.
Absolutely.
Yep. You can never get enough old English.
Like language, or...
No,
I know you're talking about the polish thing for wood furniture.
Shut up. I'm trying to get a sponsor.
I mean, you're sponsoring them right now. They're not even paying you.
Yes, this podcast is brought to you by Old English.
So if you want to, I mean, it doesn't cost anything or passion to sponsor you.
Yeah, it really doesn't. We could use a sponsor. I would love to have a sponsor.
Yes.
Like Doritos or Pizza Hut?
Yep. No. Something healthier. Like Cadbury.
Or M&M's or Krispy Kremes.
Yes. We'll think of something. We'll get a sponsor eventually.
Maybe if you eat 20 Krispy Kreme donuts at once, they'll sponsor you.
I'm not going to eat 20 donuts at once.
Yes, you will.
What, you're not man enough to eat 20 donuts at once?
I take that as offense. Give me the donuts right now. We're doing this.
Oh, good job.
Thank you.
I will be any man or machine.
Any man or machine. Including the donut-eating machine.
Yes. You know they're designing one.
Oh,
Really? Why? What is the point behind that?
I don't know. I mean, if they're developing artificially intelligent
computers... Oh, here goes the segues again.
Making segues, that's the rule.
We're going to call this out right now, every time. Just like last podcast.
Yes. If you listen to last episode, Gene, I try to come up with as many segues as possible. It's like the new art style.
The new art style.
The art of the segue. Anyway, I just came across this article. Artificially intelligent being designed to video game for humans. Now, I mean, that sounds pretty cool, but the game is basically about a scientist trying to escape a bunch of murderous robots.
Wait, the computer came up
with clearly...
Yes, so a computer came up with a game in which machines try to murder a human.
Clearly, if we should be taking it seriously as that is a design plan for its master plot to take over the world and replace humans with robots. So we should take this seriously. I mean, it's giving us its design plan.
It's 101. It's basically what's going to happen is...
Skynet?
The computer is going to become intelligent, turn on its master, bam, we got video game design robots who are going to kill us all.
There you go. Like I said, we should take it seriously. It's clearly this design plan.
Yes.
In the beginning stages.
Artificial robot has personally developed a game in which other intelligent robots try to hunt and kill human beings. What in the world?
Is there going to be DLC with this game?
I hope so. It scares me. It scares me.
Well, let me go take it out.
It should scare you too, podcast listeners.
Now, how are you going to segue into whatever you're doing next?
I have no idea.
We'll come up with something. I don't know what you're doing next.
I don't know what I'm doing either. I'm playing this by ear. Anybody else have anything to talk about while I'm trying to find a new segue? Speaking of science, too late. God, you guys are slow at this. Speaking of new science, apparently there's this new field called culturenomics or culturonomics.
Never heard of it. Sounds boring.
It's basically trying to replace linguistics as a field of study, and they're just using statistics to figure out, birth and death rate of words in the English language.
What about blam? Has that one died?
No, blam's still good, because we keep bringing it back.
What's blam?
Blam?
Yeah.
It's onomatopoeia.
Like pal?
Yeah.
Well,
it's already blown Gene's mind.
But, here we go. It says, last year, a group of social scientists and evolutionary theorists, plus the Google Books team, showed off...
Plus the Google's Books team.
Yeah, that's the key word right there. Key phrase. Not that we don't like Google. We do like Google. We think they're awesome.
Tax and sponsors.
Yes. They have our site. We love Google. Google's great. Ding. Showed off the kinds of things that could be done with Google's data, which includes the contents of 5 million plus books dating back to 1800. And basically, they just kind of use that, all those data and stuff like that, to comprise new words. Man, I didn't make any sense when I said that.
Comprise new words?
No, sorry, folks. I'm a little bit sick right now, so I might not make sense all the time.
He's a little delirious.
I'm a little bit delirious.
Yeah, he did.
Tissue of lies.
Tissue of lies. Wait, you just say tissue of lies, right?
Yes. That's a real phrase.
Tissue of lies. What does that mean?
A series of lies.
A tissue
is a series of lies?
Yes.
How is a tissue a series of lies?
Look, I don't know.
We're talking about words. We're breaking this down
I didn't make the phrase, okay? I didn't make the phrase. It's just there.
Maybe they're thinking of multiple fibers.
Oh, maybe. That might be it.
But then it would be multiple fibers of anything.
Yeah, like... Hair. Paper towel flies.
But the subject... But the subject... What? That was a hair of lies.
No, it's a wig of lies. Get it right.
It's a wig of lies. What if the wig was made with real human hair?
Wig?
I mean, that doesn't have, like... Can you, like, cut wait, off... Wait, wait. Donate cut off hair?
Peter, I don't mean to cut you off. You have a wig of human hair?
No, I have human hair.
Oh.
I mean, you do, too.
On your head, right?
But my hair has been made to use human hair.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about.
Okay.
Lots of love, baby.
Yeah. I thought she just had a wig of human hair, and I was like...
I have a wig of human hair.
That sounded just creepy.
Yeah. That reminds me of the time, a few years ago. Peter, I don't know if you remember this, when I dressed up as Jesus for a project.
Jesus. I vaguely remember this.
And I needed a wig to... For Jesus' hair. But they didn't have any, straight long-haired wigs at, the store I went to, the Halloween costume shop, whatever. So I had to get, like, this curly wig, and I had to straighten it out.
Oh, yeah, that picture.
And that was the creepiest moment I've ever had in my life, in my college life, I think, is when I had the wig in my hand, looking in the mirror with another brush in my other hand, and just brushing this wig. And just the act of watching myself brush this wig of hair is just, it creeps me out.
But it was kind of soothing and peaceful, right?
No.
Oh.
It was more like disturbing and wrong.
More importantly, what about the time you dressed up as Billy Mays? Because that was great.
That was great. That took a lot of gel.
That took a lot of gel.
And it didn't help that it was 100 degrees when I went out and wore it that summer. Because I had to create, I don't know if you've noticed, but I don't have the girth for Billy Mays. So I had to kind of like jerry rig a fat suit using like Ace bandage wrappings, like pillow covers and sheet covers so I could distribute the fat. And that was the hottest thing I've ever worn outside. I was like dying and just drenched in sweat, just trying to like move out there.
Huh.
Yes. But
I mean, maybe you should eat more Cadbury eggs.
Why would I eat more Cadbury eggs?
To get the girth to wear Billy Mays outfits.
I think I'm just going to stick with the Ace bandages and the Jerry Rig fat suit.
Yeah, but that's not as authentic.
Too bad. Let's see.
Of course, Gene did say you couldn't get fat, so.
Yeah, you can't get fat. That's a rule.
Yeah, that's true.
Absolutely.
And what if he just wears a fake fat suit? Does that count? Is him getting fat?
A fake fat suit?
Yeah.
Like, can I wear it outside?
Yeah.
Yeah, probably. Man, I had a segue going. And then Gene moved on to the fat suit, and I lost it. So, screw it.
Pretty sure I was the one who moved on to the fat suit question.
Well, whatever. We're going to keep talking anyway. So, I found this on Slashdot. It's Connecticut considers digital download tax. And basically, stuff like, you know, your online purchases. Like, you go on iTunes, you buy a song, it's 99 cents. But now it'll be like 99 cents plus tax. I mean, that's what I'm pulling from this. And that could be like anything. You go on Amazon or something.
What would the tax be on, like, 99 cent purchase,
tax,
like, a penny?
I thought they taxed the, like, card when you buy the card.
No, the card's not taxed.
Yeah, gift like, cards aren't taxed, if that's what you're talking about.
And it's, like, the price proposed online is... And the tax varies to whatever, like, it's whatever they want the tax percentage to be. So it's probably not going to be 1%. It's probably going to be high. It's probably, like, 5 or 10% or something like that.
So, like, you purchase a 99 cent song, you pay $5 for that song?
Yeah. Yeah, probably like $1.15 or something like that.
Oh, like overall, probably.
Interesting enough, 22 other states have, or no, sorry, it says 25 states. 25 states in the U.S. are talking about taxing digital downloads.
Well, it's because the government wants their money.
I never even heard of this, and it's like, already 25 states doing this?
Yeah, because the government wants their money. Virginia was thinking of taxing Amazon.com for purchases that you get here or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Oh, did you hear about the guy, the mayor in Maryland who wants to, raise the tax rate on gas by 22 cents to fund public road transportation projects?
That's ridiculous. Not this time.
That's never going to pass. Gas is terrible already.
It's awful.
And, I mean, we live in Virginia, so we have the cheapest gas rates of the entire U.S.
That's good.
How's that?
Everywhere else.
I don't know. Yeah,
especially like California. Is it California like often?
Yeah, California's well over $4 by now. I don't know what the price is.
I'm going to blame it on hippies.
I can blame it on hippies and the fact that our state's completely broke.
Mm-hmm. Hippies
or hipsters? Hippies. Well,
hippies.
Both.
They're both kind of live in California, aren't they?
Yeah, because they're both unemployed and complain about it.
Unemployed and complain about it? Sorry, it took me a second, people.
Don't worry, I can edit out that little
thing. No, you should leave it in there.
Leave it in there?
Yeah.
Just wait until he figures it out.
Yeah. Hippies. Ugh. Probably eating their California sandwiches.
You know what they should do? They need to jump off a 21,800-meter cliff.
There's no segue. Did it again.
I'm trying. So, some guy, it is a test jump, too. 21,800 meters is a test jump for an even higher jump that's coming later. And it's basically, he's going for the free fall record, this guy. And right now, the current one is 102,800 feet, or more than 19 miles. In 1960, that's nuts.
Off and a cliff? Into what?
No, it's not going to be off a cliff.
Is it a plane?
You need a weather balloon to do this. And that's what he did here, and that's what he's going to do later
on. Did you see the guy, or was this the same guy you're talking about, that was like, he skydived out of a plane that was, and that was so far up that he needed to wear a spacesuit or whatever?
Yep, it's right here.
Is that the one you're talking about? Was that giving you a segue?
Yep.
Is that him wearing
the suit? Well, I'll get you to it.
Yep, see it right here.
Yeah.
And he's going to go even higher. 120,000 feet is what he's looking for.
When will he reach when he can't actually... Gravity doesn't work.
Wait. Oh, like how high does he have to go up before he gets released from the gravitational pool? Way higher. I mean, like...
When does he, like, start burning up?
Just under or over. I can't remember. They have some kind of special suit for him for doing this. But he's supposed to go up to 380 miles per hour. That was the last shot. I'm sorry. The last shot was 380 miles per hour. This article says almost 700 miles per hour.
That's ridiculous.
They're saying he's going to break the sound barrier.
Ridiculous.
Just a guy.
Wouldn't that freaking, like, damage your body in some way?
I have no idea. That's what they're talking about. Like, there's a good chance, you know, this guy could just go down. All right. I mean, would you guys do that?
No. I'm never going to go skydiving because I just don't have feel the need to.
I want to go skydiving. I don't want to go that extreme. But it'd be pretty cool if it makes him kind of sad if he dies. But, I mean, I feel like we need to take more risks. Kind of sad, like, the space program doesn't send people out anymore.
But,
oh, yeah,
no, the space program should definitely...
Yes, I feel like...
I'm just saying, I would never want to skydive, so I'm not
going to
do that.
I feel like we should jump out of weather balloons a little bit more.
Jump out of weather balloons? It seems like something you do, into the eye of a tornado.
Now, yes, I would do this. So if anybody's listening and want to try this crazy experiment, contact us at podcasttasticpro@gmail.com.
And Matt will jump out of the weather balloon into the eye of a tornado.
Yes.
And we'll see what happens.
Or I will break the free fall record, even though I have no skydiving experience.
Is the center of the tornado really called the eye?
No.
No, I don't know what it's called.
I don't think it's called anything. Or I'm sure it is, but I don't know what it is.
I mean, shouldn't you know this? Aren't you the weather guy?
No. I'm the anthropology guy.
Well, you're supposed to be the weather guy.
I thought you were the weather guy.
At one point, that changed.
So you know this from your weather guy experience?
Because math is hard. Very hard.
Math isn't hard.
Yes, it is.
Statistics isn't hard.
Yes, but other kinds of math, like calculus.
You don't ever need calculus.
Thermodynamics.
You only need that for an engineer.
Yeah, you do. Now, apparently all you need is an energy drink company like Red Bull. They're sponsoring the project.
Well, of course, because if nobody's going to hear about it and drink more Red Bulls, it's a big stream like that guy.
Apparently it doesn't give you wings if you're falling.
Well,
that's not what wings do. Wings don't make you fall.
He should just drink Red Bulls on the claim that it will give him wings. Just not have a parachute with him. Just drink a Red Bull before he dives out.
Just as soon as he hits. Yeah, I think I would. Oh my god, I can't imagine.
I would love
to do this though.
I like that picture though.
Yeah, that picture is really nice. There's another picture floating around. I'll show you guys after the podcast.
That's cool, but I would never do it.
You'd never do it?
No, it's not my thing.
Totally do it. I'm in. Also, we should definitely go skydiving one day, Gene. It'll be a company trip.
Yay. Sounds like a date.
Sounds like a company trip, Peter. Peter, do not ruin this chance for me to go skydiving.
A company trip paid for by the company with what money?
Also, I know...
Unless you start charging $50 for those shirts.
Also, I know a date with Jean's not going to happen because she shot me down and I didn't even ask. This is the first day we met. Okay.
Do we really need to get into a relationship experience? I was kidding, people. Do we really need to get into this on a podcast?
No,
this
we need to
become love.
We need to set this. We need to set this record straight, right? So this is actually the first day I met Gene, and we're going out, and we're not going out today. It's me, her, and a bunch of friends, right? And we're just walking around our campus, and. We end up on these stands or something like that, and Gene says, I'm going on a date with somebody to Lynchburg or something like that. I think that's what she said. And I said, I replied, where would you go on a date with Lynchburg? She looks at me and goes, not with you. I was like, what? She goes, not with you. I was like, I didn't ask who. I said, what? Where? She's like, okay, I don't know.
Not with you. Wow.
So, you know, that took me a few months to rebuild my self-esteem.
I remember those months. He was crying. dark room to myself, cradling.
It's quite an experience to get rejected for something you didn't even know you were going for.
It crushed him. He had to rebuild his entire personality from that.
I see a glimmer of hope in his eye. I need to crush that.
I had to protect myself.
From what? That's a preemptive strike.
Sometimes I feel like what happens is, like, within, like, a certain time period, I meet, like, a series of guys, and it's all, like, they all decide to like me at one time. So I was trying to be like, no, I'm going on a date with a guy. I don't want other guys liking me at the same time. So, like, I had to shut you off.
But I really
did think you said who. I thought you said who, not where.
Jane, you never need to be in a position of, like, a government power or something like that. You just order some military strike in some random country. All of a sudden, half of Kazakhstan's gone. We look at Jean and she goes, well, they look threatening to me. And you know how all those other countries kind of gang up on you?
So I said no to them right away with a missile. In fact, several missiles. Atomic missiles, to be exact.
I needed to protect America.
Also, the penguins look kind of threatening, too.
So that's why we don't have Antarctica anymore.
No! Did I tell you that Harriet lost an eye?
No. Harriet's the name of the penguin head, by the way.
Oh,
that's terrible. Did you sew it back on? Did you do surgery?
I don't know how to sew it back on. It's a bead.
I think I can do it.
Alright, I'll bring it over. Or her over. You can do some surgery.
I can.
It's like how the middle part of this podcast is a relationship hour.
We have to cater to everybody.
Anthropological surgery?
Yes.
Is that what she's going to do to the penguin head?
I think a cultural anthropologist is the best qualified to do surgery on a penguin. Because we know so much about penguin anatomy.
I would like to,
Absolutely.
You? One of those biologists, zoologists.
And after I do the surgery with the penguin, I'll gain more confidence and I'll do surgery on humans. Like this guy who's getting free fall. Trying to get back.
Can you do surgery on monkeys first?
Listen.
Work your way up to humans.
I don't know. No, I'm gonna go straight to humans.
Humans to humans.
Look.
This is better than like flies to humans.
I'm looking at this article some more, and the ride up there is 3 hours.
Up to that point in space.
That's a lot of time to reconsider what you're doing.
For a lot of time to stuff yourself full of food.
Yeah, like donuts. Or
yeah, exactly.
You could take a nap. You'd be like, man.
You know what? To make this donut challenge even more extreme, you should just eat 20 donuts while free falling from space.
You have to have nerves of steel to like
eat 20 donuts.
No, take a nap before trying to set the free fall record.
Is that what Gene said? Take a nap.
I said take a nap.
Yeah, you could do that.
Because you totally forget about it. You're like, oops, I woke up.
I wouldn't be.
What am I doing on this capsule? Oh, well, I'll just walk out the front door.
Yep.
Wake up, forget where you are.
One of the biggest dangers for this freefall is a flat spin. Beyond 120 rotations per minute, the twirling can knock out the toughest of skydivers. The possibility of spinning is inversely proportional to the altitude. It's exactly what happened to me. Blah, blah, blah.
Wait, you spun?
Yes. I just spin every once in a while when I'm going to the stairs. I realize I'm
trying to
get altitude
problem.
So fast I should start spinning while going down the stairs.
This sounds like a terrible problem that you should get looked at.
Yeah. What does it feel like to, like, break the sound barrier?
Boom. Probably hurts.
In a spacesuit.
Probably hurts.
Yeah, that's got to be completely different from, like, being in a vehicle when it's breaking the sound barrier. Would you say it hurts?
Probably hurts.
Probably,
yeah. Say you're Superman.
Man, good. But Superman was invincible, you're not.
That's true.
Of course, he was also weak to a tiny green rock, so...
It was glowing.
That's true. Glowing is the key factor.
It's like radiation.
Ooh, is that a video?
Speaking of breaking the radiation, gives us superpowers.
No, we're not doing it. No segue.
Speaking of breaking the sound barrier...
I don't know right now. I was just threatened.
There's this really awesome video I found over spring break. It was, these guys from Lucasfilm enhanced a sound from, like, a camera... that was mounted to the rocket boosters of the space shuttle. And it just followed from the entire ascent and the entire descent into the ocean. And full sound was there, and it didn't, like, completely break into space, because, you know, there's still sound going on. But it's really incredible, and I encourage anybody listening to this to watch that video.
Check that off the videos I won't watch.
No, seriously, though, you should watch it. It's awesome.
Okay, maybe I will.
Because it's, like, it's so, it's really weird looking at, like, being drifting through space. Because it is drifting through space at some point when, like, the booster's attached from the space shuttle. And you're just, like, looking at, like, this Earth, and it's spinning around you, and you see the other booster, and it's spinning around, and it's, like, this whole lost in space thing. It's really quite bizarre. Anybody else have anything to talk about? I just burned through all my links there pretty quickly.
Science.
This episode brought to you by science.
Yes.
Science.
I saw an article on CNN that talked about how they discovered a new type of frog that only lives in, like, one portion of New York City.
Huh. So, like, the frog adapted to New York City?
It's just apparently it's a new species that it's like, it looks like a southern leopard frog or something, but it's not.
Is it like a sewer croc?
Sewer croc? No, it's a frog.
Like a sewer
they
frog?
They showed a picture. No, it lives in, like, ponds and stuff around New York City. I thought it was interesting.
It eats the gum.
Like, they tested its genetics, and it was different.
That was really interesting, Peter. They tested the genetics, and it was different. I hope that was in the press release.
It kind of was, actually. That actually kind of was their words.
So, is anybody going to get the new iPad?
No. Well, I look like a man. I don't have an old iPad, or any of Apple's products. This podcast is not brought to you by Apple.
Actually, this one isn't, because we're using Audacity this time.
Exactly. That shows you how bad Apple is.
Well, no. We'll be using... shut up. This podcast is brought to you by Apple.
No, it's not. Faxon secretly hates Apple.
We can make a better podcast if somebody gives me a better MacBook Pro. Or just a Mac Pro.
See, I'm just cowering you so you don't...
Or one of those Tower Macs. Have you seen those Tower Macs?
Nope.
They're like these, like, solder, like, machines. That
just go marry one.
Tower PCs. They probably cost more than a wedding. They're like...
How much do you think a wedding costs? They're expensive.
This thing was like $24,000 to $35,000. No, $100.
Oh, weddings would cost more than that.
Oh, how much do weddings cost, Peter?
A lot.
Yeah.
It depends on how big they are, too.
Yeah, it depends on how big they are, but they could cost more than that.
Peter,
it also depends if they go in the, they like go to, like, the brides go to super fancy dress stores and buy like $20,000 dress. It like, costs as much as a freaking car.
And you never know, like, the wedding ceremony, actually. Like, usually, they tend to be a lot shorter now. The reception is longer, but you could also have, like, a long ceremony and a long reception. And that's got to cost money.
Mm-hmm.
Well, if it's anything that trying to start this business has taught me, it's cost cutting. And I will always find a way to cut costs. Church? Nah. We can get a house. That's fine.
Right, so are you saying your wedding?
Wedding cake? Nah. I mean, you could take like a thing of brownie mix, that up, slap it there, get a smaller version, slap that there, put two candles there, pretend one's a man,
okay,
one's a woman.
Okay, I'm just going to tell you right there, you're going to have to take that up with whoever you're marrying. Because I don't think that's going to fly.
No, they're going to look at me and go like, wow, you're really cutting costs there.
Or they're going to look at you and be like, no.
You're
but that's just going to be the end of it, yeah. You're not going to win that if she wants something else.
Then I'll have to say, well, then I want my engagement ring back. Because
that just be the end of that relationship? Because you wanted a better cake than brownies slapped on top of each other.
And I want my twist tie back. Look, if you're not going to be up for the brownie cake,
so you're going to propose to her with the twist tie. Okay, well, okay, if she accepts the twist tie, then clearly she's the type of woman that would agree to that.
Exactly. See, I know what I'm getting into by then. That's how I know that's going to fly. She takes the twist tie, then... Clearly.
Alright, well, I mean, she takes the twist tie, more power to you.
I mean, but, listen, to be honest, I'm going to need that twist tie back, because the bread's not going to close all by itself.
That's terrible.
For more relationship advice, tune in every week for a new podcast-tastic. Well, anyway,
else? Relationship advice from Gene and Matt here.
Yep. I do have medicinal advice, though.
Medicinal advice?
Yes. If you're congested, because I'm feeling a little bit sick. So yesterday I went to grab some Theraflu before we did
this podcast is brought to you by Theraflu.
Before we did a shoot, it's also like a commercial. It's like before I had to do it before a shoot. I needed something, so I went out and got some Theraflu from the bookstore across the street. That stuff tastes like I'm just drinking like this concentrate of lemon.
It's like combustible lemon?
No, it's like they took like 20 lemons and like compressed it into like 3 drops and then put that into a powder form and then gave it to you. Because you're supposed to put in like 8 ounces of water. I had like 11 ounces or whatever a coffee mug is. It's got to be more than 8 ounces, right?
I don't know. How much is
8 ounces? Somebody needs to get a conversion on that. So...
why don't you get a conversion on that?
It's like 8 ounces. I'm pretty sure I had more of that in the coffee mug. I put all that in there, heated it up, stirred it up, and drank it. And it was like... the most lemony thing I've ever had.
So, you found it quite delicious.
I've been into a lemon.
Why? This why have you been into lemons?
I don't remember why.
That's just like why you don't remember sticking the thing in your
ear. That's like half the crap I do. I don't remember why. The only last thing I remember that was really weird and why I did it was that eating contest in middle school I had with that one guy. We just took a bag of like those cheese noodles and just like... that was the race to see if you can get there, eat that entire bag first.
Was it like a big bag or a tiny bag?
It was a decent-sized bag, yeah. You remember that. I think you were there.
I don't know if I was there. Who won that?
He did. I was close second, though.
Oh. Why'd you let him win? A real champion would beat him.
Well, I bet I could beat him now.
I bet you probably could. I mean, that's why you can practice by eating 20 donuts first.
Yeah, I'm like the American version of the Japanese guy who wins the American eating contest.
So you're going to win all the Japanese eating contests?
Basically, yes.
Okay. Get into a lemon.
Have you guys seen like one of those hot dog eating contests?
Yeah.
They are really disgusting to look at.
They are pretty disgusting.
I had no idea there was like a whole strategy. We like dipped all the hot dogs in like water.
Yeah. That's what I learned from King of the Hill.
Yeah, King of the Hill really taught me that one. This episode brought to you by King of the Hill. Even though that show's not on anymore.
That was a great show, though.
It was a good show. Shame it got canceled.
Did it just end?
Yeah, it pretty much just ended.
I mean, but it's because they got canceled.
Yeah.
Fox canceled them, so they could put more Seth MacFarlane stuff on.
The Seth MacFarlane, yes. What was it like? How many shows does he have now? 3 shows?
American Dad, Family Guy, their terrible Cleveland show.
American Dad's the only one I watch anymore.
Yeah.
The other two, Family Guy's just gone downhill.
Family Guy's gone so far downhill.
Yeah. Simpsons has gotten better, though.
Yeah, Simpsons was at a bad place, and now it's gotten better.
Anybody else have anything to add? Any shows?
I just want to know why you've been into a lemon.
I don't remember why I've been into a lemon.
Did you eat the entire lemon?
No, it was like a lemon wedge. It wasn't like a whole lemon.
Okay. No. I thought you just like took a lemon and bit into it.
I could do that.
Alright, do that.
You should do that on the
10th
episode.
On the 10th episode? Where I just bite into a whole lemon?
A whole lemon.
I could do that.
So are we
going to
film?
We're going to do a video podcast? Peter, are you going to be in for the video podcast?
I don't know. Depends on what it is.
Okay. Well, yeah, we'll have to do some scheduling for the video podcast. All right.
Let's end this, baby.
I can't think of anything else to talk about. Like, anything to do with, like, Room 310. Oh, expect to see a video out either before this podcast goes out. Actually, yeah. It should be done before this podcast goes out, and it should be out there.
Where Matt here eats about 20 donuts.
No. In fact, I actually eat 12 scrambled Cadbury eggs.
I mean, you don't actually finish them all.
No, I know, but God.
Spoiler alert.
Spoiler alert. It's just so sugary. And it hardened really fast. When I was cleaning it up in that bit, like, there was a spoon in a bowl, right, where I was cracking the eggs. I picked the whole bowl up by the spoon.
Oh.
And it was just a little bit of melted Cadbury there that was just holding that whole thing.
Oh. So just imagine what it did to your insides. You probably have hardened Cadbury egg chocolate all around your inner linings now.
Exactly. Hopefully...
you're probably flowing through your veins.
Hopefully maybe in episode 9. We're going to try to have some new people coming in.
Because we're not good enough? I see how it is.
We need variety.
What?
They're going to be the...
variety.
They're going to be the people variety. Who were part of the Cadbury egg experience, and we're going to talk about that on episode 9.
Yeah, we should dress up. That's it. Change our voices, too.
I've been talking like this the entire episode!
And they can take that dish.
Yeah, exactly.
Now you know what to look for, folks. Anyway, hopefully we have some new people in next week for episode 9. Until then.
Because apparently we're not good enough.
Peter, I'm trying to end the podcast.
Yeah, you're trying to end it on a terrible note, kicking us out. I see how it is, just because we wanted bakeries.
Okay. Well, Peter, you keep getting emotions. You just worked your way out to another pain deduction.
Pain deduction? I'm making pain to begin with.
All right, folks.
I want to know that 310, you all know that 310 does not pay its employees. Fairly.
We're not a company yet. When we become a company,
maybe we'll start paying. Until you start paying your employees.
Yeah, I know that.
You owe Gene like 10 paychecks.
Yeah, 10.
Why 10?
Because she's been working her ass off for you.
So much.
Really? How many podcasts have you edited, Gene?
10.
All of them.
10.
None of them.
No, 10. Gene. There you go. See, you owe even all yourself paychecks.
Gene, would you like to edit the podcast?
No.
No? All right, folks.
But you owe her for lending
her.
You don't. You don't.
I mean, she lends her wonderful talents to this podcast.
She does.
And you're just trying to kick her off because she asked for a pay raise.
I don't think she's been on the past three episodes either.
What?
I think she was.
No, she was. She wasn't on the last episode, I know that.
There was one I wasn't
because
I was
too
busy.
Yeah.
Did you say stew busy?
Stew busy.
I think it was close.
And besides, all right, we're going to try to wrap this up because we're getting kind of long here.
I don't know. I think it's a pretty good time. We can talk about wages and how you don't pay them.
You know what? That's getting cut out.
That's good. No. No, that's perfect conversation.
Well, maybe when you edit the podcast, you could leave it in.
Fine, let me edit it. I'm just slap this entire thing up there.
just raw, unedited footage?
Yeah, raw, unedited footage.
Yeah, I don't think so.
Could be entertaining.
No, I don't think so at all. All right, folks. This is Matt from Room 310. Man, I wish I came up with a better intro. Outro.
This is Matt from Room 310. Sign off.
Oh, boy.
Thanks for joining us for another magical episode. Oh-ho.
Bet you didn't know we had Mickey Mouse as a guest.
Alright, folks. This is Matt from Room 310 Pro. Have a good week. We will see you next time with episode 9.
Mickey will be back.
Bye.